Well, it's good to be in God's house. Amen. If you have a copy of God's Word this morning with you, I ask you to turn with me to the book of Genesis this morning. Genesis this morning, we will begin reading in Genesis chapter number 6. We're going to look at verse number 8. And then we're going to go to Genesis 7 and verse number 1. And that's where we're going to find the reading at this morning. Last week, we was in 1 John. We've been in the book of 1 John leading through and what God's called us to do. And we talked about eternal life. Eternal life that's in Christ Jesus. First place you'll ever find in the Word of God. We see here, eternal life is Noah found in the ark when he was put in the ark and what God did there in his life. And this morning I want to share that with you. And I'm going to title this subject, In or Out. Boy, when I say that word in or out, I just get chills all over me. I remember when I was a kid, and Mama, she'd be cleaning the house on Saturday, and I'd have a couple buddies over with me. She'd be cleaning the house and mopping. We'd be coming in and out and in and out and in and out. And finally, that 4-foot, 7-inch woman, she'd holler, "Look here!" And all my buddies getting looking at her, and she'd say, and you'd think something, buddy. She'd say, "Listen to me right now. You're either going to get in or you're going to get out. It's up to you." Most of the time we didn't get in, we got out. Amen? We didn't want the wrath of Mama on us. But this morning I got good news to tell you that you don't have to get out this morning, but you can get in this morning. You want to be in this morning. You want to be in when this life is over and you've drawn your last breath. You want to be in. You don't want to be out. To be out is to be lost and to die and to go to hell. But to be in is to have life eternal with Christ Jesus. Genesis 6 and verse number 8, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Either in or out. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. In Genesis 7, 1, the Bible says, "And the Lord said unto Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteousness before me in this generation. Of every clean beast I shall take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth, 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance that I have made will I destroy for all the face of the earth. And Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him." Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence this morning, Lord, I love you and I thank you for loving me. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to come into your house and to stand behind the sacred desk. Lord, I pray this morning, Father, for the one that has walked in this morning. And Father God, I thank you for them. I thank you for the one that may have wandered in. I thank you for the one that may have stumbled in. I thank you for the one that you've sent this way, each and every one. And Lord, I pray this morning that we search our life and make sure that we're in this morning. Lord God, that we're in where you'd have us to be, and we're not on the outskirts or we're not out, but we're in right where you'd have us to be. Father, I love you and I thank you for this day. Lord, I ask you to guard my throat, guard my thoughts. I ask you this morning to let me preach, thus saith the Word of God. I ask you to let me preach it straight, but not let me preach it harsh. I'd ask you this morning, Father God, to guard my throat, my thoughts. I ask you to illuminate my mind and loosen my tongue free of the Holy Ghost. And to let it flow freely this morning, Father. I pray you'd open the ears of the hearer this morning, Father. I pray you'd give them ears to hear. And Lord, I pray this morning when it's recorded in heaven that your will's been done in this place. Lord, I ask you to bless this time. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. Oh, and all of God's people say it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning, either in or out. The Bible says this morning when we come and we look at either in or out, the Bible says that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That's a great statement that we see in the text this morning, that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And when he found that grace in the eyes of the Lord, that allowed Noah to get on the ark, that allowed Noah to build the ark, that allowed Noah to bring his family on to the ark. But this morning, I want to look in the text this morning. I've been thinking all week about eternal life and that we have eternal life in Jesus Christ this morning. And I think about that ark as he told him there in Genesis chapter number 6. He said, you're going to build an ark. And when he started building that ark, I want you to know, he started telling people that it was going to rain and it was going to flood. And you said, did it rain that much that it flooded the whole earth and that it all rained down? Friends, I want you to know that God's able to do whatever he wants to do. Can I get an amen? Hey, I want you to know, not only did it rain for them 40 days and them 40 nights, it didn't only rain. Hey, but if you'll look in Genesis chapter number 7 and verse number 11, there's fountains that God's got. And he opened up the fountain of the deep, and he opened up the fountain, and water started coming from up underneath the ground. And he says in verse number 11, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the seventh day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up and the windows of heaven were open. Friends, I want you to get this morning. Hey, when he knew that he was going to destroy the earth, he didn't only come from above, but it come from up underneath. And when we come here this morning, old Noah, he had done came and he got in the ark. He had built himself an ark and God had given him the plans. And he didn't waver from them plans, but he went by the plans. Hey, I want you to know there's going to come a day he is going to destroy this earth. And I want you to know he's done got a plan set forth. And it ain't no ark. It was the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he said, whoever gets in, hey, I want you to know that you're in. Hey, once you get in, he puts you in the family of God. You're in that family. And this morning, by the grace of God, Noah got in. And this morning, if you and I are going to make it to heaven, and I thank God for this morning, it'll only be by the grace of God that we made it there. Can I get a witness? It'll only be by the blood of Jesus Christ. And this morning, I want to look at what Noah found when he went in the ark. I want to look at what Noah found when he entered into the ark. Number one, this morning, I understand that Noah, he found salvation when he went into the ark. He didn't have salvation outside of the ark. He didn't have salvation hanging on to the ark. He didn't have salvation floating by side the ark. He didn't have salvation standing out from the ark. Hey, but he had salvation in the ark. Amen. If you'll look with me in Genesis 7 and verse number 13, there was salvation in the ark. This morning, I thank God that I have salvation, and it is in Christ Jesus this morning. The Bible says in Genesis 7, 13, and the self same day entered. There it is. He entered in. Noah entered into what God had called him to do. He entered into that place. And when he entered into that ark, I want you to know that's when salvation came. And when he entered in the self same day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife and the three sons of his sons with them. Where did they go? They went into the ark. They went into that safe place. They went into that sacred place. They went into that special place that God had gave them. I'm asking you a question this morning. Have you ever entered into the ark? I'm talking about into the covenant of God. I'm talking into His grace, into His mercy. Hey, this world we live in, there's storms on every corner. There's people murdering people on every corner. There's things you hear about you used to never hear about. But I got good news this morning. We got safety, amen. Hey, we got safety in the blood of Jesus Christ. He said that when he entered in, he found salvation in the ark. The Bible says this morning in Romans 8:1, you say, how do you know he had salvation in? Because in Romans 8:1, the Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation to those which are in Christ Jesus. Not around Christ Jesus, not floating by Christ Jesus, not being a member of a church, not by being baptized. Hey, but those that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hey, that sets a fire down in me to know that I am in Christ Jesus. You know how you get in? You get in through the blood. You get in through His grace. You get in through His mercy. He opened that line up for you and I. And He says in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation. Everybody that was around that ark, everybody that didn't believe it was going to rain. Hey, friends, I want you to know it hadn't rained. And he was building an ark. He was getting a boat ready. I want you to know, you've heard all your life that, hey, the Lord's coming back one day. And you may have never seen it, and I may never see it, but I got good news. I know He's coming. Amen. Hey, if He don't come before I die, He's going to take me one day in the sky. Amen. And He says this morning that there is therefore now no condemnation to those which are in Christ Jesus. This morning, are you in or are you out? Are you in that safe place? Are you in that place of salvation? There's no condemnation. Those are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. What drove him inside that ark? It was the Spirit that drove him in that ark. What's going to drive you and I? It is the Spirit this morning that drives us. Oh, glory to God. I see, are we in or are we out? I see, number one, there's salvation in the ark because he entered. But I see, number two, Brother J.D., there's safety in the ark because he entered. Man, I want you to know it started raining. The cisterns of the earth has done gave up a flood. I'm talking about it's raining. There's chaos all around. And everybody that's outside of the ark, you know what? They're drowning. They're dying. There's no hope. There's nothing left. Everybody outside of that ark, you say, well, they were some good folks and they went to heaven. Hey, you listen to me this morning. If you wasn't in the ark, hell was your home. Hey, this morning I want you to know if you're not washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, that's the only way that you're going to have hope. That's the only way that you're going to have peace and rest this morning is by being in the blood of Jesus Christ. Everyone that was outside of that ark, they perished. They died. And I want you to know the ones that was on the ark, they're the ones that survived. And they're the ones that made it. This morning he says, if you'll look with me in verse number 15 and look what the Bible says, not only is there salvation in the ark, but there's safety in the ark. Well, I don't know about you, but that does me good. Man, I know I'm saved. Don't you know you're saved? I know I'm in. I can't do nothing else to get in. I just went by the blood. I can't do nothing else. But I thank God there's safety there. I thank God there's safety in that place. Look in verse number 15, and they went in. They entered in, they went in. And they went in unto Noah. And to the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. You know what happened when they went into the ark? That was that breath of life. He saved that breath of life. You remember in Genesis chapter number 2 and verse number 7, the Bible says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the earth, of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. You got man and you got the soul, he becomes a living soul. So what did that breath do when it come in? You know what it breathed in when it breathed in there and it breathed into Adam. He done formed him and here he is and he's fixing to breathe into him. You know what he breathed in when he breathed in, Brother J.D.? He breathed in that spirit of life. This morning what I'm trying to tell you is when you can be alive and well right here, you can be breathing, your heart can be pumping and you can be dead. You can be sitting there painted up looking good and spiritually you can be dead. You can be dead, but I want you to know when that spirit of life comes inside of a man, I'm talking about when the Holy Ghost of heaven, when it comes in, it infiltrates a man and it just gets inside of him. I want you to know this morning that man, not only he's living physically, but he spiritually, he becomes a living soul. I want you to know this morning what's been broken. I want you to get this morning. He formed man and when he breathed into him, he became a living soul. Hey, what did Satan take from us that we're trying to redeem back through the blood of Jesus? Is that spirit, that reconciliation that we have with God Almighty. And oh, Noah knew he had found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And you know what he did when he got there, Brother Rodney, he knew he was in a safe place. This morning, if you found grace this morning and you found what God's wanting you to do and you've been born again, washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, not only are you saved, but you're safe. Yes. Oh, man. Well, if we didn't have new pews, we just had to step up on them. Amen. I'll never forget that time in the church. She looked at her grin. Boy, I ran up on them pews with dirty shoes. She said, we got home. She said, listen, them new pews. I said, what do you mean? She said, nobody else in that church is going to tell you that, but I'm going to. Them new pews. But let me tell you something. Woo! When you've been saved and you know there's safety, it just does something in your life. This morning, maybe you've been living and you say, preacher, man, I'm saved, but I just don't feel that safety. I don't feel that safety net around me. I don't feel what's going on. This morning, I want you to know the Spirit of God will show you that safety in your life. He'll show you that this morning. Let me show you this in the text this morning as we read on down in chapter number 7 this morning. He says not only the breath of life, the breath of life. Look here. He breathed into him there. He had that breath of life. He saved that in verse number 15. But look with me, if you will, in verse number 17. Not only to understand their safety in the ark, he went in and he was saved, but everything that killed everybody else is what made Noah float. What killed, the rain that killed everybody else is what lifted him up. What kills most folks, when you've been born again, do you realize it's what lifted you up? Let me just say. Look in verse 17. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up. Uh-oh. And it did what? Not only the breath of life, but the boat lifted. This morning, if you feel like your boat's sinking and it's drowning, get Jesus in it. Get Jesus in it. Let him lift that boat up. Let him lift you up. Let him lift you up to the place. Look here. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare upon the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. Only Noah and those in the ark remain. Look in verse 18. And the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth. The waters prevailed everything. In this life we live in, I want you to know, sin's running rapid. Things are going crazy in the life we live in. And the only thing that's going to stand is those that are born in Jesus Christ. He says, and the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all, get this, and all flesh died that moved upon the earth. All flesh, those that went in the ark, died. Both of fowl and of cattle and of beast and of ever creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And then the pen writer pulls out his pen. And he says, and every man. See, he got the cattle and he got the beast. And then at the end he says, and every man. This morning what I'm trying to tell you is this. You're either in or you're out. You're either in or you're out. Salvation is in the ark. Safety is in the ark. You say, preacher, how do I know when I get in I can't get out? Preacher, how do I know when I got to get in I'm going to have safety and it's going to be that way? I done told you, Jesus, His strength is a lot stronger than your strength. You know why we think relationships don't last? Because they don't in the world we live in here. Till death do us part, and both of them still alive, but they're parted. Listen to me this morning. Why do we think that our relationship with God separates? Because all we see here is separation. All we see here is covenants broken. But I got good news this morning. There's one covenant that won't be broken. He said, do you believe that? I don't really believe that. I stand on that and I'm betting my eternity on that. Because if I could do anything different, I would make sure of this. That I got in the boat, I got in the ark, I got in the safe place this morning. My salvation, and I allowed it to be sealed up. How do you know it worked? How do you know He stayed in? Look with me if you will. Woo, glory. For somebody, it was for me in verse 16. Said you skipped it, preacher. No, not only is there salvation and there safety, there's a seal in the ark. A seal. A seal. Anything worth having, anything you buy has got a seal on it. Anything that's going to be transported or took has got a seal to preserve it. Oh, glory. Whew. And they that went in male and female. No matter who you are, man, woman, boy, or girl, you can be saved this morning. And they that went in, male and female, of flesh as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. You see, that door wasn't big enough for Noah to close. Big enough to bring animals through. Big enough for him to walk through, but just too big for him to close. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. That's what the Bible says. He said, I'm the good shepherd and I know my sheep. Somebody said, what are you talking about, preacher? Let me give you this. Nothing will float that's not sealed up. This morning, you're either in or you're out. If you feel like you're drowning, make sure you're sealed up in Christ Jesus. Nothing will float unless it's sealed up. One door, and once he entered it in, God shut him in. Ephesians 1:13, I want to share this with you. And whom you also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, to whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. I'm not a boating man very much. I like to ride an inner tube. Not a fisherman. Brother Kevin, every time you go to the lake, what is one thing you make sure is in that boat before you back it in? Why do you make sure the plug's in? So why? It won't sink. What about your bilge pump, the pumps you got? If this ain't in, will they pump it out faster than it come in? Won't do it. Will it sink to the bottom? Be over with. So every time you go to back your boat in, you make sure the plug is in. I don't care how big the boat is. I don't care how nice it is. I don't care how fancy it is, how cute it is, how it's dressed up, what's written on the side. It does not matter. The nicest boat you know, if the plug ain't in, it's going to sink. Completely. You can run it down the water a little while. You'll be in a panic mode while you're running down the lake. What am I going to do? I'm sinking. This morning, I'm just trying to be calm. That's what I want to do, okay? This morning, I believe by the authority of the Holy Ghost, I'm talking to somebody this morning. You're sinking. And you know this morning that you're sinking and you've done everything in your power not to sink. You've done everything in your power not to sink. You know what old Noah did? He did nothing in his power. He just done what God told him to do, and God took care of the rest of it. This morning, if you'll let God be your plug, if you'll let Him be your plug, He's already formed you. He's already breathed into you physically, and you've already become a living soul. All you need to do is let God plug up your hole. Listen to me. That's simple. Maybe this morning, Brother Kelvin, you done said life and death in the power of the tongue. Maybe you need even just to stop up your mouth. Maybe you keep saying, I'm going to do better. I'm going to try more. He done the work on the cross of Calvary. Not only is there salvation in the ark, not only is there safety, but there's a seal. When Noah went into the ark and he closed the door behind him, 40 days and 40 nights it rained, and the fountain of the cisterns, the deeps, the waters let go and they started flooding up. Not one time do I read in the Bible where that ark took in water. Not one time do I read in the Bible where that ark crashed. Not one time did I read in the Bible where that ark sank. All I read is when the waters prevailed over the face of the earth, that it lifted up. This morning as your pastor, all I know, I don't know everything in the Bible, I'll be the first to tell you, won't never know it all. Even when I get to heaven, I won't know it all. Because He's the know-it-all, not me. He gives me what I need when I need it, and that's all He's going to give me. But I do know this morning, that when Noah got on there, not only did he find that seal, but he found satisfaction. This morning, if you're just, you ever heard that song, just ain't satisfied? This morning, if you ain't satisfied, what about making sure you're sealed up this morning in Christ Jesus? I understand this, for 40 days and 40 nights, everything that Noah needed was on that ark. Everything that he needed was on that ark. Everything that he had to have was on that ark. Everything that he needed was on that ark. He didn't have to look nowhere else. What did he look to? He looked to the ark. He looked to that. He looked for his supply, his need, everything. His security, everything he needed was in that ark. This morning, can I say to you, everything you need is in Christ Jesus. This morning, if you're going to be saved, it'll have to be because of Christ Jesus. This morning, if you're going to have safety in your life, it's going to have to be because of Christ Jesus. And this morning, if you're going to be sealed up and know that when you leave this walk of life that you've got a home in heaven, it's going to have to be because of Christ Jesus. And if you're ever going to get to the place where you're satisfied, it's going to have to be because of Christ Jesus. Things here just don't satisfy. You ever bought something and was happy, and then something happened to it, and then you ain't happy no more, and you just yo-yo up and down, up and down? Your Christian life don't have to be that way. I want to tell this in closing. It fits perfect. You've heard it many a times. Bobby Bowden was at Florida State. And Coach Bobby Bowden played baseball back in the day, and he told about a player. And we're talking about you're either in or you're out. You're either in or you're out. And said Coach Bobby Bowden told his players one day before a game, he said, boys, we got to be all in today or we're not going to win. You either got to be all in or you're going to be all out. We got to, whatever we're going to do. And he said, I'm going to tell you a story. He said in baseball one day, he said this man got up to bat. And he hit a deep shot in the outfield. And when he took off, he rounded first base. And he come to second. And he come to third. And they threw the ball in. And right when he got to home plate, he slid in before the ball got there. And He was safe. Safe. Everybody in the dugout screaming, safe. And the umpire hollers out, you're out. And he's like, what are you talking about? And they started fussing. What are you talking about? I'm out. Bobby Bowden told his whole team, said he hit a deep shot. He rounded first. He touched second. He touched third. And he come on home and everything's good. And he would have won the game. But when he got home, they realized something. That he never touched first base. He hit the ball. He run the bases. But he never got the main thing took care of. You say, what is that, preacher? That is that relationship with Christ Jesus. Bobby Bowden said every time a new freshman class would come in, he'd tell that story. Because he said, life is greater than football. And I want to make sure every one of them young men know that they're either in or they're out. So, preacher, I'll wait till I get to heaven to see if I'm in. It'll be too late. You don't prepare up there. You prepare down here. As I got this from Brother Travis, and he gave it to me to use. Sitting there, I noticed something. As you twist this and twist this, and I didn't know this by the boat. The more you twist on this, the tighter that gets, the more that swells. Maybe you're saved in here this morning. And you've touched first base. And you come on around. And you're ready to go home. But you say, preacher, right now I feel like I'm drowning. Maybe you just need God to twist on you just a little bit. Maybe you just need Him to twist on you just a little bit. Where you used to be swelled up and you said, I ain't letting nothing in. I know that I'm saved. I've got safety. I'm sealed and I'm satisfied. But maybe you're not satisfied now. You just need God to make just a little bit more right there, just a little tighter. A little tighter. My question to you this morning is this. Are you in? Or are you out? I got a funeral at 2 o'clock. It's over for that lady. Her destiny's sealed wherever she's went. And this morning you can know where you're going because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you for loving me. Lord, this morning when Noah went into the ark, he had found grace in your eyes and salvation to come to his life. Lord, he come right to that place in his life. Father, this morning there may be somebody I'm talking to that wants to experience that same grace. They want salvation. Lord, maybe they're in here and they're saved and they never knew they could have safety in that salvation. And they just may want to come to the altar and thank you that they're safe in you. And Lord, maybe this morning they didn't realize you're the one who shut the door when they walked in. They just may want to thank you for that. But Lord, there may be some in here this morning that I'm talking to that's just not satisfied with their Christian life. No, they're saved, but they're just not satisfied. Lord, I pray we'd get to the place as a church that we'd be satisfied with what you do in our life. Whoever I may be talking to this morning, I pray the Holy Ghost of heaven would touch their heart, speak to their life, and people be changed when they leave this place. Father, this morning, we're either in or we're out. And we know this morning if we're in or if we're out, because of the draw of the Holy Spirit. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said. Amen. I ask you to stand.